Jason won that match against Shane, and Shane's a king, and he went up and stood in his chair. You don't stand in the king's chair.
What's going on, everybody? We are back for another episode of the Cue It Up podcast. I am very excited this week to be joined by Eric and Greg of We Are Pool Players podcast. What's going on, Eric? What's going on, Greg?
Good. Good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, really excited.
Yeah, and you guys have been creating your pod. I guess you created your podcast. Correct me if I'm wrong. Was it about 4 months ago? Something like that?
Sounds about right.
It'd be about that. We have about 18 episodes, about once a week. So yeah.
Yeah, and I was turned on to you guys' podcast. I want to say the third episode is when I found out about you guys. I've been listening ever since. I think you guys are doing amazing work. I wanted to bring you on so that we can introduce you to the listeners of my podcast, and maybe you guys would want to head over there and support and listen to their stuff as well. So why don't you take me through, I don't know which of you guys want to take this one on first, but why don't you take us through the decision you went through to get yourself to the point where you decided to do a podcast?
I'll fire first.
Go ahead, Greg.
About a year and a half ago, Eric and I started talking about, we've known each other for a number of years up here in the Toronto area. And we started taking on building a social media kind of platform, starting with Facebook, the We Are Pool Players kind of brand. And I took some social media classes and some marketing things, some online marketing courses, just to try to build the algorithm and kind of grow our sport and grow the awareness to our sport and build that community that we have, you know, whenever we go to like tournaments and so on. So we started with that. And then as we were growing, we created a group called the Champions Club. So it was a private group through the We Are Pool Players. And it's basically kind of Eric's network, right? As Eric's a touring pro, one of the top players in Canada, multiple national titles. And so it's kind of his group where he can do Q&As and we can post, live training exercises and so on. And we were doing that, and then COVID hit. Excuse me. So then COVID hit, and we still wanted to get out there. So virtually we can do a podcast. So that's where we kind of got into the podcast world.
Yeah, no, Greg's been a good friend of mine for a long time. And like he said, we started working on some instructional stuff, which is kind of my main point of focus at this point. I go out and compete too, but instructional is a big part of what I do, and that was a good way to just kind of show people what I've been doing around Toronto for a long time. And a big part of my life has been pool and is pool, so the podcast stuff is fun. It's nice to have a voice out there, and look forward to just kind of recapping everything for everyone every week. And
Yeah. So before we jump into the actual details of your guys' show, for anybody who hasn't listened, let's actually touch a little bit on that group that you were talking about. And I know that you also do a lot of online lessons as well, Eric. I'm not sure if you do too many in person, but why don't you take us through a little bit more detail as to what you're actually doing with those lessons?
Yeah. So the online lessons, again, started because of the pandemic. I think it was always an idea for me to be able to teach online, but it kind of became a necessity, since it started, right? Especially here being in Canada, we've been locked down pretty for a long period of time over the last year. So basically I got it going, and when a student's with me, they're on their wireless earbuds and I'm right next to them at the table. And I will admit that the small fundamental things are a little bit trickier online, but any of the, pattern play, different theory elements of the game, teaching the break, looking at general fundamentals, I've really found it hasn't been a problem, and people have been pretty receptive to it. So yeah, I've been doing that for about over a year now and growing a small, steady base on it. And I look to continue it after things open up again. I've been teaching in person for about 15 years now.
Is there anything, so if theoretically, if somebody was interested and wanted to look into potentially getting these for themselves, how would you recommend doing that?
I should have mentioned that. You can go to my website, ericporlison.com. You can reach me on Messenger. You can check out all, you know, basically different pricing packages on the website. So I think maybe you can put up a link to it in the description of this podcast, but it's just my first and last name.com.
Gotcha.
And just all to right. if I can echo some of that. That was kind of, and that, you know, Eric's been the premium billiards coach, you know, up here for a long time, where anyone who's serious about pool goes to Eric. And, you know, he's produced a number of, you know, provincial champs and some really, really strong players who are starting to kind of tour around a little bit more. And myself, I even, you know, maybe about 5 years ago, I worked with him for about 6 months, and the elevation was 2 handicaps. So, you know, that's where, you know, it was an easy decision from the We Are Pool Players brand to reach out to Eric and say, hey, are you interested in this? Because there's a lot of knowledge that you have that I would love to see, you know, the rest of the pool community kind of get attached to. And that's why we created, you know, the Champions Club, that private group, you know. And if we ever get back into a pool room, we could start posting some more content. So,
yeah.
So, all right, let's jump in actually to the podcast you guys have more specifically now. Take us through an actual episode of what you guys do and what you try to accomplish each time you create one.
Well, typically Eric and I kind of drum up, we take a week, you know, as the week goes by, we drum up different, you know, different results from tournaments, and especially the match rooms giving us and yourselves and all of us, like, a lot of content, a lot of great stories that come out of those events. And then, you know, this, I can't really say smaller, but maybe the North American tournaments. And then any kind of, we try to hone down, like, maybe like a topic, like, you know, something kind of a broader scope of billiards, where we talk about, you know, for example, handicapping and, you know, pluses and minuses, or we talk about, you know, how come we don't have a junior tiering system that feeder system to the pro ranks. And, you know, a lot of these things that, you know, people are really serious about pool always know about, they talk about, but we just kind of give it a space to live in and to kind of discuss. And then having Eric as a professional player, you know, getting that insight on it is really unique.
Yeah, I think it's just keeping people in the main goal of the podcast, I think, and I think it would be the same main goal for many podcasts, is just keeping people informed of what's happened throughout the week, right? I mean, we kind of cater to, like, pool junkies, you know what I mean? People that want to know what the tournament scene is like. Maybe people that can't get out and play a tournament every weekend, like, oh, you know, maybe they don't have time to know that there was a 5,000 first prize tournament in, let's say, Louisiana or something, and it was 15,000 first prize in the Calcutta, like there was this weekend with the big, or that was, sorry, in Texas with the Big Time Classic. Yeah. So we'll talk about stuff like that this week, right? You know, if you don't have time to follow exactly what's going on in the pool world every week, you can catch up on it all in 30 minutes with us. And, you know, just getting into things that, from my experience and Greg's experience too. Greg's a great player. You know, he's always on point with anything that is besides the results. But, you know, with what, for an example, with what Matchroom's doing right now, what does it mean to have winter breaks tournaments? What does it mean to be switching Magic racks to hand racks 2/3 of the way into the tournament? You know, stuff like that, right? So we try to get in depth about things that, you know, just that are interesting to the listeners, basically.
Certainly as much as time as you can with a 30-minute timestamp.
Exactly, yeah.
So what's the point of the 30 minutes? Because you guys are very strict about it.
Yeah, we just want to kind of capture the low hanging fruit and bring it all into a quick, you know, kind of neat and tidy scope, a picture of a kind of a snapshot of how the week went. You know, I think I commute and I listen to podcasts every day, and you know, I don't mind the, you know, the 2-3 hour Rogan ones and or whatever, like the longer ones. But if I can get all my meat and potatoes in 30 minutes, you know, I'll take it. Right. And I just enjoy that kind of quick snapshot. I think, you know, it's something you put on when you're tidying the house and you get the whole thing, or you're in the car doing errands, you get the whole thing. So I just think it's a nice bite size. It still gives you, you know, all the results and all the info you need for that week.
Gotcha. And so now let's talk a little bit more. That's kind of the show itself. Let's talk a little bit more about the future goals of what you guys want to be doing. Are there anything on the horizon? I know you guys have the 30-minute show right now. You also had, you know, it started as a Facebook page, and then it, you guys still have the Facebook page, of course, but it's also blossomed into a podcast. Is there anything in the future that you have talked about maybe doing or that you want to do that we can kind of get the full evolution of what's happening with you guys as We Are Pool Players page?
Well, I think Eric and I can both agree it's getting back into the room and leveraging the Champions Club. You know, that Champions Club, you know, we were getting a decent amount of traction just at the beginning of it. And now it's grown as a private club, like a private community that you can only get through We Are Pool Players. But that community, you know, growing that, I think it's around 2,000 people now who are waiting to hear content of, you know, how to break from a professional's perspective. You know, what are the different ways that balls bank or react, or, you know, really getting into the game and improving the game. Like, you know, we do have something in the works for a course that we're working on. We've kind of already got it ready, but COVID hit, and it's a course that basically when we launch it, we guarantee you will increase. And we have metrics that'll prove that you're increasing in your speed as far as, your pace of play, and as far as your actual skill level, we guarantee an increase in your skill level based on this you know, 12-week challenge. So we've got some things in the work, but a lot of it is really getting back in the room and showing everybody, you know, the real knowledge base that Eric has that can grow everyone's game who participates.
I second everything he said there. I think we're working towards eventually putting out a comprehensive course of just pretty much everything I've picked up over the last 20 years.
So we've heard a couple times now this group. How do you become potentially a part of it? What are the prerequisites?
Well, you just go to the We Are Pool Players Facebook page, and right at the top, it has the Champions Club, and you just click join. The two questions are, I think it's like, do you like pool and do you want to get better? Like something, I don't know, silly like that. And then you join, we approve it. And there's lots of great content on there already pre-COVID. You know, things about, you know, the biggest one right now and has evolved is breaking. You know, 10 years ago, the common amateur was not talking about breaking the way now it's just common knowledge. Everybody knows how important this break is. And there's so much more detail and so much more attention put to the break, even from low end players. Because at the end of the day, if you're not breaking and making balls, you're not running racks. You're not running racks. You're not winning tournaments and you're not winning matches. So, you know, we've got Eric's got a couple videos up there about what is break, like how to pay attention to the break. And I mean, that's just going to improve somebody's game. So, you know, basically you just go through the Facebook page, click on that. And we expect to be in the room in the next couple of weeks. We think Ontario's opening up. So in the next 2-3 weeks, we expect to get back in there.
And I am at the group right now. It is the Championships Club. Do you like winning? And do you want to win more?
Yeah. There it is.
I was not expecting the first question to be so hard. I thought I liked winning, but every time I play, I never do. So how much do I actually like? It's a hard question, you know. There's there more nuance there up than you think there is. All right. So My favorite part, I guess, about your show thus far has been actually bringing on the few guests that you have. It was kind of cool to hear John Brumbeck talk. I mean, I've never actually heard him talk, I don't think. I've never been around him in person. And the dude's, he seems to know just an absolute insane amount about the game of pool that he was trying to kind of give out a little bit here and there. But like, the dude seems to be a really, really smart pool player. It was a pleasure to actually get to hear him, I guess, give his thoughts on bank pool as well as just the game as a whole. You guys going to do this more often in the future? Are you going to have more guests on, or is that just kind of a one-off?
No, we have a few guests in the works that we want to bring on. You know, we don't, you know, Eric and I have spoken about this. We don't necessarily want to be kind of the interview podcast per se, but we certainly want to cycle some guests through. You know, having somebody like John Brumbeck on, who's, you know, a legend in bank pool, and I love bank pool. It's one of my favorite games. So it was great connecting with him, and, you know, for anyone who wants to evolve their game, you know, they get a lot out of listening to somebody like that. And, you know, it's, again, it's not so much an interview podcast, like a, you know, it's, I guess maybe more of like a news report, but with some commentary and some color involved. But we've got some in the works.
Anybody you want to drop? Come on, tease us. We want to hear.
we've got a voice of pool. Let's say, quote unquote, voice of pool that we've spoken to, and he's more than happy. And he might be like a stone's throw away. So we know him pretty well, and he's looking forward to coming by.
Got you.
There, leave it at that. That's your that's your riddle. The voice of pool.
You gotta read between the lines. It's like a quiz.
So the pool hall junkies know who it is.
Yeah. So Eric, we'll get a question for you. We had already kind of you'd already kind of hinted that you're waiting for the pool rooms to completely open back up in Canada. When they do, what's on your radar? What are you looking forward to for your next events?
Well, I want to go to the US Open for sure. The biggest hindrance we have right now is that if we enter the U.S., we have to quarantine for 2 weeks when we come back. But they've just recently talked about lifting that restriction. And I really do believe it'll happen in the next month. And once it does, I'm definitely in for the U.S. Open. We're looking at that Predator. What's the actual name of it, Nate? The
U.S. Billiards Champions. Yeah. No, the U.S. Billiards Tour.
Billiards, U.S. Billiards Tour. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. So yes. Two of those are close to us. Turning Stones in August. You know, I'm itching to play, no doubt. The few tournaments I did play in the last year, I did all right. I actually broke my shoulder a year and a half ago, and I had to take 3 months off. And then 2 months after that was COVID. So, you know, as far as that went, like I literally broke it and had to have surgery. So that, like, that was, you know, a scary time. I don't think it ever went through my head that I'm not ever going to play again, but, you know, your arm's in a sling and you got pins in your shoulder and you're like, now what? You know what I mean? So I don't know. So that was kind of, you know, I just been kind of recovering since then, but I feel 80 to 90% better. And I'm looking forward to really getting back out and playing a major tournament, because I haven't played one since the US Open in 2019.
Well, John Morris switched to left-handed. Maybe you could switch to one-handed.
No, don't tell me that. No. Not for me. No, I don't have that mental capacity. I'm just kidding. But no, I feel a lot better. But yeah, that's kind of been the last year and a half for me.
Well, I plan on attending the U.S. Open, so I will swing by and say hi and root you on for a match, sure. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, I guess that's kind of keeping in, we'll say, pattern with your guys' 30-minute podcast. We're approaching that right now, and that's most of the questions that I had to get out of the way for you guys. I really just wanted to bring you on. I think that I did the same thing with Joey Ryan when he started out his podcast. I wanted to reach out to him and see how I could help him get started, and I do that for the different entities around the pool world that I believe in and I think are doing great things, so... we are pool players. You guys get my 100% endorsement from the Cue It Up Network, and everybody go check out their podcast. I'm going to make it in the or I'm going to put it in the description of this video. I am also going to put a description to the Championships Club and a link to Eric's webpage as well. So we can get you guys all of your information you need right here in the description of this podcast to go over there and start checking them out if you have not done so already. I thank you guys for joining us. Yep, go ahead, Greg.
I was just saying, thanks for having us on. I really appreciate it. You know, you're doing great things by building the community, and, you know, even the free lessons that I saw that you do. I mean, you know, who's doing that? And that's fantastic. Just growing the sport and growing our community. And it's good that we're all doing this, because it looks like Matchroom is putting it into supersonic speed. So we better keep up as a community.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We all better start stepping our game up to make sure that there's a media worthy of what Matchroom is putting out there.
All right.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us. We really, really appreciate it.
Yep. So I'll thank Greg. Thank you very much for joining, and thank you as well, Eric. And everybody, check out their stuff, and make sure to watch Eric at the U.S. Open. Everybody, cheer him on.
Thanks.
Thanks, man.
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening. If you've liked what you've heard and you want to contribute to the future content that will be made, consider joining the podcast's Patreon at www.patreon.com/queueitup. Becoming a Patreon of the podcast will help to create all of the future content that the podcast will have. Special shout out to Dave Peters, Aaron Taylor, Pete Silsby, Morgan Lupton, Ben Young, Robert Miller, Andy Morse, and Bill Pelham for your generous contributions to the podcast's Patreon. If you ever need any more information on what the Patreon system is or how you can contribute outside of the Patreon, please reach out to the podcast or Nate himself. If you would like to contribute to the podcast for free, consider sharing any podcasts or the podcast page on Facebook itself. Also, leaving a review and a rating if you listen through iTunes. It helps others find the podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon with another episode of the Cue It Up podcast.